This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. All right, hello, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, saying hi. And I've got a nebulizer here to show you. Let's see if I can get this on camera correctly. This is it's called a nebulizer. And this is a very important part for ICP-MS analysis of heavy metals, because there is a liquid is forced through here. Argon comes through here, liquid comes through here, and it nebulizes into a very fine mist. And then this gets ionized into the detector, which then creates an ion stream, looks at it with a mass to charge ratio, and so on and so forth. Anyway, I broke it. And so I want to show you on our microscope system here what happens when you break the tip of a nebulizer and it no longer nebulizes. Check this out. You see that fracturing right there? Those fractured pieces of quartz? You see, it's supposed to be like a solid tube going right through here. Instead, it's fractured. That's what I unfortunately did to this nebulizer. That cost me about $450 right there. And if it was quartz, it would be about $1,200. So not a good day when you break your nebulizer. Let me show you something else I destroyed working here in the lab. There's all kinds of stuff. This is called a skimmer cone, and this cone is supposed to have a very well-defined tiny circle right in the middle. Maybe it's 0.25 millimeters diameter, and this goes inside the sample cone on the ICP-MS. The ion stream from the nebulizer blows through this tiny hole, kind of like, it's not really set up that way. Never mind, but believe me, an ion stream blows through this hole, and the skimmer takes off the edges of the ion stream to make a very precise ion stream for the detector. Now I'm going to put this under the microscope here so you can get a better look at this. And let me zoom out. Well, that is zoomed out. So you can see this is an Agilent part. That's the Agilent sign right there. And if you zoom in, you're going to see that I have done bad things to the skimmer cone hole. All right, that is no longer a circle. I think we can agree that it is no longer a circle. By the way, I can adjust the light on this a little bit. Oops, too much. So it's supposed to be a circle. This actually still kind of functions as a skimmer, but not the best skimmer. But that is like some of what we have to do here in the laboratory. When I'm looking at heavy metals, I have to do all the equipment maintenance as well. Oh, let me show you something else that's kind of cool too. Let me see where I have that. This part right here is called the torch, and it happens to be wet right now because I did a little nitric acid bath for it. But this torch, argon comes in here and here, the ion stream comes in here, and there is a conductor here that goes around an RF generator. The RF generator creates a very powerful RF field, which causes a plasma to ignite, and all the matter that's coming through this is turned into the fourth state of matter, which is plasma. And then the plasma goes onto the sample cone. Oh, I actually happen to have one here, like this. This is a sample cone. The plasma goes onto the sample cone like this, and it's being blasted with a big plasma beam right here. And then the skimmer cone sits inside, kind of like this, inside. And then you have a sample cone and a skimmer cone and a plasma torch. So that's kind of how that works. This torch is about, I think, a $900 part. It is very, very expensive, and I will try not to drop it. And this cone is about $400 to $800, depending on the materials. Let's put that cone under the microscope. Sample cone. Let's see what that looks like. Oh, that is a much better hole. Look at that. That's a well-defined hole. because it's still in good shape. Yeah, see that? Nice, nice. This is going to give us good results in the ICP. Whereas that skimmer cone would not give us good results. There we go. Not good. Oops. There we go. Not so good. All right, so anyway, that's a look at some of the hardware that I work with here at the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory, doing heavy metals ICP analysis on foods and beverages and vaccines and anything else that we get our hands on. So hope you found this kind of interesting. Check out my lab results at labs.naturalnews.com. Thanks for watching. See you later.
If you want to stay informed, click subscribe now and you'll be alerted when I release new videos.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.